Thank you. but how to hear from God. How to hear from God. John chapter 10, verse 3 to 5. John chapter 10, verse 3 to 5. John chapter 10, verse 3 to 5. If you have a Bible, please open it. Is that your one? John chapter 10, verse 3 to 5. If you are desperate, praise God. If you are not desperate, for me. If you are there, and you read that for me, just tell me with your mind that will be very fast. Yeah, read it for me. Can we just keep up a minute?
It was a burning and a shining light.
John chapter 10, verse 3 to 5.
To be the potter over there, and to see here his voice.
What person are you reading? Restart again.
To him, the potter over there.
To him, the potter over there.
And the sheep hear his voice.
The sheep hear what? Start from verse 1 for me.
Very, very, I say.
I say unto you, okay?
He that entered not by the door.
Okay.
But climbed up some other way. The same is
the thief. Okay.
The robber. But he that entered in by the door.
Okay.
Is the shepherd.
Sorry, pause. He that entered by the door is the shepherd. So what does the shepherd continue to
do? To him, the potter opened
it. To who?
The shepherd.
The shepherd, the potter opened it. Okay, continue.
And the sheep hear his voice.
The shepherd, excuse me. How many voices? How many voices? Whose voice? So the sheep hears the voice of the shepherd.
And he calls his own sheep by name.
What kind of sheep? What kind of sheep? His own sheep by God. He calls his own sheep by name. Meaning, if there are 1 million, what does he do? He knows them. Who is God to you? Psalm 23 verse 1. Psalm 23 verse 1. The Lord is our. No, is he our? I can't get you. The Lord is what? The Lord is what? How many people shepherd? So if the Lord is my shepherd, who am I? So if you say the Lord is my shepherd, if you are going to bring that to yourself, what is it? I am his sheep. Because why? He is my shepherd. Who is the Lord to you? The Lord is my God? No. The Lord is my creator? No. The Lord is my God? And I am his what? So what does the shepherd do to the sheep? A shepherd leads the sheep. So what kind of shepherd do you have? He said, I call my sheep. That is what? Are you a stranger? So, another thing, he says, the sheep hear the voice of the shepherd. So, if the Lord is my shepherd, I am his sheep. If the shepherd is speaking, what's my obligation? I am to hear. So now, what is the problem? The problem is not that the shepherd is not speaking. The problem is that the sheep is there. Are you with me? The problem is not the shepherd. Because what from that scripture, he said the shepherd speaks. The problem is that the sheep is there. Is it not? speaking? Is he speaking? Jesus is speaking right now. No, so let me be simple. What is your best radio station?
Shall hear a word.
And in your ears, have you all seen? Open the scripture. is the way. So, church, if I don't know the way, what is my problem? I have not heard the voice behind me. Touch your ears. Say my ear. You are not just to hear story. To hear is history. To break history into two is story. The way you are hearing is what they are doing in Ikorodu.
No, no, no.
The way we are talking about is this story. So I sit down somewhere. When I carry the scripture, I am reading this story. Some people call it history of the patients. No, this is story. Why? Because Romans chapter 15, verse 4. Romans chapter 15, verse 4. Romans chapter 15, verse 4. Is that for the things that were written? It's our Son of God. Is that for the things that were written? For our learning, that to the comfort of the scripture and the patience. Only history can bring me home. There is no hope in this. There is hope in this story. The scripture is a compendium of his story.
Appeared in the cabin was not God. What appeared in the cabin is the voice of God. What?
changes. So imagine you did everything. You read about you. When you go to example, what do you write? You are writing about you. The voice of about you is like coming up on your pain. About you is not in class with you to answer the question. About you is not in example. But as soon as you hold your pain, about you comes out. You are teaching Ayakwa. Ayakwa is dead, but is this speaking? And they heard the voice of the Lord. They heard the voice of moving. They gave the voice they were hearing was moving. Continue asking moving.
Now they're walking in the garden.
Walking in the garden.
In the pool of the
day. In the pool of the day.
And Adam and his wife.
Adam and his wife.
Eat themselves.
Eat themselves.
From the presence.
Boss. Their voice is always presence.
Oh!
position. Number three, the voice of the Lord is the power of God. The voice of the Lord is the power of God. Psalm 29 verse 4. The word of the Lord, the voice of the Lord is the power of God. Psalm 29 verse 4.
The voice of the Lord is powerful.
The voice of the Lord is powerful.
The voice of the Lord is full of majesty.
The word of the Lord is full of what?
Majesty.
Majesty. The voice of the Lord is the power of God. Psalm 29 verse 4. He said the word of the Lord is powerful. Is full of majesty. Even Psalm 4 verse 12. He said the word of the Lord is quick and powerful. Anytime God speaks, that is power. When God releases a statement, He releases power. He said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Why? The word was backed up with power. Anything God said, God see. It was backed up with power. The voice of the Lord is the power of God. Another thing about the voice of the Lord. The voice of God is the ability of God. The voice of God is the ability of God. Psalm 29, verse 3 to 9. The voice of the Lord is the ability of God. Read that scripture for me.
The voice of the Lord is upon the water.
It's upon the water.
The God of glory is on the
water. What is upon the water?
The voice.
It can float. When they say Jesus walked on water, it was a representation of water on his hand. The voice of the Lord, the word of the Lord is upon the water. The word cannot sink. So when Jesus came upon the river, upon the sea, he could not see. Why? This is the voice and the word of the Lord in physical manifestation. The voice of the Lord is upon many waters. I have shared with you here before. I said in the Genesis chapter 1, we saw, back at the truth, we saw the four rivers enter the Garden of Eden. And the Lord told Adam to monitor the garden. There was no kingdom. How did Adam cross one river to the other side of the garden? There were four rivers in the Garden of Eden. There was no kingdom. How was Adam crossing the river to one river? To the four rivers and one from the garden. Adam was walking on water. Why he asked the voice of the Lord? So the voice of the Lord is upon many waters. When you have the voice of the Lord, no matter the circumstance is a water. When the circumstance comes in life is a water. It's never. It's when the enemy comes in like a flood. The spirit of the Lord shall raise his hand over. Why? Because the voice of the Lord is upon many waters. So when the enemy comes, there is an ability on your side. If you can hear God, you say. Everything can speak.
That the man of God
may be perfect,
thoroughly fallen.
down, carry your Bible. Until you obey what is written, you can't receive what you hear. Until you obey what is written, you are not qualified for the spoken one. Not speaking to me, man. When last did you check your scripture? A mind that is structured by the pictures of the scripture can never be captured. A mind that is structured by the pictures of the scripture can never be captured. You are fractured because you don't follow the pictures in the scripture. The written word is the source, is the door to the voice of the Lord. The written word is the door to the voice of majesty. How did I come into full-time ministry? I was on campus and I picked my Bible and I began to study. I was studying. Lord, show me something. Lord, show me something. What do you have me do in my life? What do you have me do in my life? And I stumbled on this scripture. Luke 1:57. He said, now Elizabeth full time came that she should be delivered, and she brought forth a son. I read the scripture, the voice jumped at you. It is a full time that you beg for sons. Am I Elizabeth? When Elizabeth put her again to deliver, she brought for the son. Daniel, you are carrying a pregnancy. The pregnancy cannot be delivered on the full time.
Not
in the mind of God. See, let's continue. And he gave them this apostle, a servant. And all eyes were fixed on him. 21. And he began to say, This thing is the scripture.
Thank you.
next thing to pray is to pray, pause, listen, pray, pause, listen, pray, pause, listen, pray, pause, listen. You talk to them. To spend 10 hours in this age, you have to spend 10 hours.
God speaks.
We are in one witness. There was a time you want to travel. I was somewhere, I was supposed to represent an organization in a competition somewhere. That morning, I got to church, I was reading their form, and the pastor came out. He said, Daniel, I went everyone in the church in one car form. I just told him, Pastor, is it really a church I'm going to represent? Some angers are directed by the Spirit.
God, you say you will help me. No. What am I saying?
desire and become a desire. Did you like initially? No. But now, we're talking. Why they are made to enter this city? I'm not speaking.